listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. An Albany man has been sentenced to 1 year and 3 months in prison for attacking a man with an axe. The 23-year-old threatened to kill a man at the Waterfront Marina in March after he refused to give him a lift home. He was sentenced on 8 charges, including driving under the influence and drug possession. Desperate pleas from farmers who are urging the federal government to open up more flights from WA to the Middle East to export cattle. It says dry conditions threatens livestock and livelihoods, with farmers urging for options as the dry season soaks up water supplies and limits feed. Pastoralists and Graziers Association's Tony Seabrook telling 7 News with full abattoirs they could soon be faced with a difficult decision.
Everywhere you turn, you run into a brick wall, and no one ever wants to destroy stock, but a lot of stock will end up being destroyed purely because no water, no feed, no value, nowhere to go.
Hundreds of people are expected to gather in Busselton tomorrow for Anzac Day commemorations. It follows the unveiling of a new memorial correcting the spelling of names, placements and honouring nurses who served on hospital ships. Busselton RSL President Stephen Mott says everyone's welcome to come and pay their respects.
We'll be starting with a dawn service at 5:45 a.m. at the new war memorial at the Rotary Park of Remembrance, followed by a gunfire breakfast at around 6:30 at the RSL. We have a march occurring from Mitchell Park in town, which will start at about 9.
In sport, round 3 was well underway in the Lower Southwest Footy League at the weekend. Imperials claiming a massive 169-45 victory over Tigers. Coaching up followed winning ways, defeating Southerners 102-78. Meantime, Bridgetown proved no match for DeMille, going down 74-47. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.